Hey, this is Jody. My grandmother, bless her little heart, is 95 years of age. Actually, she's 95 and a half. It's very important at that age, like with children, to count the half years. So 95 and a half. And the poor dear is suffering from early dementia. Her memory of short-term things seems to be around 10 to 15 minutes and really has struggles. Long term's perfect, but it's the short term memory. So yesterday morning she had a fall in the bathroom and she was taken to hospital, and she's actually cracked her pelvis, the poor thing. So she's in a lot of pain, but I don't mean to make light of this either, but it was quite cute. They had her on painkillers, which was good, but she kept thinking that the reason she was in hospital was because she had the flu. She can't remember the fall at all, and I kept having to write down on a piece of paper, because they'd lost her hearing aids, that she was actually in hospital because she had had a fall. And we basically went through the same conversations. What's it like outside? And I said, oh, it's not very nice, it's raining. Then we went through why she was in hospital, and went through if I'd seen my mum and if she was coming down, and I had to say no because mum couldn't get down there to see her. That's why I was there. So anyway, the poor thing in emergency ward, really confused and really disorientated, but the reason I can make light of it is because I'm sure it's my future. My sister and I often talk about that. For all the things that poor Nan goes through, that could be us in another 50 years. So, we have to be careful, treat her with respect. But it's funny to see. She's certainly going down a path that we can't follow. It's her own little journey at the moment, and as the year progresses, she will get worse. Even last Christmas, she was already living in an early dementia ward because she needs to be monitored consistently. So I picked her up for Christmas and took her to my sister's place to celebrate. And we piled presents on her lap and made a big fuss of her. She told us that she probably shouldn't open them until Christmas Day, of which we said, oh, no, you can open them now. And then we sat down and had dinner, and she asked a few times when Christmas would be, and it was actually Christmas Day. So the poor thing gets very confused, and I don't actually think we'll pick her up this Christmas to take her out, because it will be overwhelming, and I actually don't think she'll be comfortable now, the fact that she has a cracked pelvis. So it's interesting. It's sad to see, but at the same time you've got to understand that it's their journey, it's part of life. Not everybody suffers from it, but there's no need to get stressed over it, because it happens to the best of us. She can't help it. She's doing her best. And 95 and a half, what a fantastic age. And I hope she's got a few more years in her, but somehow I don't think she will. But I just wanted to share that, because it's a funny situation to be in, to watch yourself respond to somebody like my poor Nan, knowing that that could be your future. Did that make sense? That was a bit garbled the end there, sorry. Anyway, till next time.